All right. Kenny the Jet Smith is on the phone. What's up, man?
It's about that madness in March.
Yeah, it's about that madness. Who you got? Who you got going all the way, man?
Well, you know, my alma mater, North Carolina, I could never go against, especially when we have a strong team like we do now, which we typically do. But this is the year I think we're going to be back holding and cutting down those nets.
Really?
Well, somebody yeah, yelling, get down from there.
Yeah, somebody going to help you down?
Get down from there. You're not supposed to be cutting those nets down.
Well, when the alma mater, that means all of the young players are up there. That doesn't mean I'm up there, Jay, man. That doesn't mean I'm up on that ladder.
Let me ask you a question, Kenny the Jet Smith. Back in the day, when you had good knees, could you defend Steph Curry? Could you stop him?
No, you know what? The one thing that he has, no, I think overall he is who he is. Everyone says, well, you know, today's players, could they do it against older? You know, greatness is greatness, man. But like, you know, you telling me that Marvin Gaye couldn't have a hit record today? You know what I mean? Like, greatness is greatness. It doesn't change in the eras, you know, so it's able to adapt to what it was. So Steph Curry would be able to adapt to the, you know, some of the different rules
playing, right,
that they were here that they have now. Greatness is always going to be great.
So is that yes or no?
That's
oh
yes.
No. I mean, he'd be doing what he does now against everybody. He's not just me. He'd be doing it against everybody. I think he's greatness.
Magic and, said that Isaiah he couldn't beat Isaiah.
Well, I mean, Isaiah was great as well. You put Isaiah Thomas in this era today, he's going to be great. Like, so that's what my point is. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, no one who is great won't be able to translate in different eras. They're going to be able to change. Michael Jackson, if he comes to start with singing, he'd have a great album out. You know, he'd figure it out. Mm-hmm. He'd get all the great producers, and he'd do the same thing that he did in his era. So it's just greatness is just translates over any point in time.
How you doing for transportation, getting to work? You catching a cab?
Oh, C-Tall, you're funny, man. You're funny. I'll tell you, man. You know.
That's a darn shame to pass a man up on the street with your knees and you just trying to catch a cab. That's messed up, man.
Hey, listen. You and Jay talking like your knees is like
a hundred. Trust me, man. Like my knees are nowhere near as bad as you two guys' knees. Trust me.
You know what we need to do then? When y'all have the next job during the morning cruise, y'all have that cruise, we going to all get on the beach and we going to all We're going to see who's the slowest.
No, I can't. You got it. You're the winner, man. I'm going to give it to you.
In this
man.
Case,
I'm
you would be the Steph Curry of knees
yeah.
amongst these
yeah,
guys.
No question.
So today is one of those days where, you know, one of the top seed teams plays one of the number 16 teams.
And
it's Virginia against Hampton. Yeah. And so how bad will it be?
You know, there's been close one 16 games, but there's never been a 16 team to ever upset, you know, a one seed ever in the history of the tournament.
Right.
So I'm not going to go against history
right.
and say that it's going to happen. You know, I actually know some kids on the Hampton team. One of the kids who played on my AAU team that I used to coach, Cam Carroll. Carroll actually plays on the team. So I always root for them, but, you know, I'm not going to go against history. And say that it would.
How did you convince this kid to go to Hampton and not to North Carolina?
Well, you know, he didn't have the grades to go to North Carolina. Not me style. I'm
He got to have grades to go to Hampton. I mean, he got to.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, he's got
but,
to.
But, you know, I mean, Hampton's a great institution, first of all. But, you know, everybody else, there's only 12 spots on North Carolina. There's only going to be 12 kids there. But Hampton had a great, has had a great season. I think the closest that has ever happened, Georgetown, I think, won by like 2-1 time. Mm-hmm. That was like the closest that a 16 has ever come.
And it was real close yesterday.
But those were two 16 teams.
With Southern.
And
yeah, Southern,
Holy Cross.
Southern, another team had two 16 teams, but they had a great a great year. I mean, you know, they had a great year. And those conferences, the SWAC, the MEAC, and all those conferences, they have great players. They just don't have great big men. That's the difference.
Mm. Yeah, they go to North Carolina and other schools exactly. And Virginia.
All right, Kenny. We'll be watching on TBS.
I'm waiting for our race.
Taxi!
You got it, man. I can't. I got old knees, okay?